Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We'll bring the chapter on the virtue of a slave who fulfills the rights of Allah Ta'ala and the rights of his masters. An Abi Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam al-mamluku alladhi yuhsinu 'ibadata rabbih wa yuaddi ila sayyidihi alladhi 'alayhi min al-haqq wan nasiha wa ta'ah lahu ajran, rawahu al-Bukhari. Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, a slave who worships his Allah, worships his sustainer well, he fulfills the right of his master and he gives him good advice and obeys him, receives double reward. So one is a person is a slave. Together with him being a slave, he's obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever duties are there to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's fulfilling that. And he serves his master well. He gives his master good advice and he obeys him also. Whatever he's told to do, he obeys him. This person receives double reward. Yesterday we explained, one is for obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the other is for obeying his master. Other ulama say no. The mere fact that he is obeying his master, in essence, he is obeying Allah ta'ala. So one is obeying Allah ta'ala by virtue of obeying his master, and the other is also dutiful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore this person is given double reward. So here the hadith goes on to say that he fulfills the rights of his master and gives him good advice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him double reward. Here we find this, the hadith also we're going to do now, three types of people who will receive double reward. In this hadith that we're going to do, it mentions three types of people that will receive double reward. Allama Suyuti rahmatullah alayhi, he has mentioned from various ahadith, 30 such people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them double reward. In other words, because of the action that requires some extra strength, extra courage, extra effort, Allah Ta'ala is totally appreciative of it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't give the person one reward for his actions. He is now rewarded double. An Abi Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thalathatun lahum ajran rajulun min ahli al-kitabi آمَنَ بِنَبِيِّهِ وَآمَنَ بِمُحَمَّدٍ صلى الله عليه وسلم وَالْعَبْدُ الْمَمْلُوكُ إِذَا أَدَّ حَقَّ اللَّهِ وَحَقَّ مَوَالِيهِ وَرَجُلٌ كَانَتْ لَهُ أَمَةٌ فَأَدَّبَهَا فَأَحْسَنَ تَأْدِيبَهَا وَعَلَّمَهَا فَأَحْسَنَ تَعْلِيمَهَا ثُمَّ أَعْتَقَهَا فَتَزَوَّجَهَا فَلَهُ أَجْرَانٌ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. حضرت ابو موسى الاشعري رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, three types of people receive a double reward. Three types mentioned in this particular hadith. The first is a person from the people of the book who believed in his messenger and in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What is meant by this is a person that was a Christian or was a Jew and he believed before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam came, he was believing in his, say for example, believe in Isa alayhi salam. And now when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam came, now he believed now in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam as the final messenger. So that required courage from him, it required strength from him. On one side he believed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the messenger, but he was also believing, for example, in Christianity. So that required extra courage. Because of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards the person. Allah ta'ala gives him a double reward. The next part of the hadith, a slave who fulfills the right of Allah ta'ala and the right of his masters. Here we explain, he's fulfilling the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the right of his master. So therefore he's getting double reward. The third is a person who had a slave woman. He taught her good manners. He provided her with a good ta'aleem, dini education, and then freed her and married her. He receives a double reward. Ulama explain that this specific fazilat for this is one is to have a slave. And then a person generally doesn't show any interest in the education, in the ta'aleem, in the upbringing, empowering of the slave. Something in that, especially in that time, as we explained, when slaves were treated like animals, Islam came and encouraged that you bring manners in them, you teach them, educate them. And many, many slaves, they learn from their masters, their deen, and they even learn hadith from them. And sometimes you'll find that they even got sanad from their masters. So this was the beauty of Islam. So here, why double reward? So this person had a slave woman. He taught her good manners. He provided her with good deeni ta'aleem, good education. He then freed her and he married her. One is a person, Allah Ta'ala has made it such that a free person can marry a free woman. But this person empowered her to such an extent that he taught her good manners, he educated her, he then freed her, and now he's marrying a woman that was originally a slave. So in other words, he empowered her to such an extent that he brought him under his marriage also. So this person, Allah is giving him double reward, that you have empowered this woman to such an extent that you didn't just leave her like that after freeing her, you also married her and gave her the honor of being married to a free person, despite the fact that she had a lineage that was originally a slave. So this is the appreciation from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One thing we learn from this hadith, or these ahadith, is that Allah ta'ala wants to give. So much Allah ta'ala wants to give. He's looking for opportunities to give. It's just whether we are ready to take. And we must be always ready to take. And we must be careful that we're also taking from the right sources, and we're taking our deen, and we're taking our education from the right people. Especially in this time and age when there's so much of fitna and there's so much of fasad, sometimes the person thinks he's learning right, but he may not be learning right. So one is we take our deen correctly, the other is we practice it correctly, and the other is when we get an opportunity, we try and share it with others so that many people can also benefit from this beautiful deen. Look to what extent Islam is encouraging. Even the slave shouldn't be left one side. The slave also should be taught. So how much more we should be teaching those people that our workers under our employ, those people that our neighbors, our friends, our own family, wives, children, how much more effort we must make so that we can give them some deeni talim. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.